Lord, by your Spirit, speak to us now and help us all to listen to the glory of your name. Amen. Two words. If you've been following the service closely up to this point, you will have noticed that I'm normally only allowed two words at a time in this service, two very brief words, four words in total, strictly two at a time. To be brutally honest, I'm not actually trusted to say anything more than two words. So on our retreat with these new priests over the past few days, I've focused with them on two words at a time. They will tell you afterwards what those two words were. This morning, however, I'm just offering you one word. Should be easy to remember. One solitary word. And my word is follow. Follow. I haven't got a long text from the Bible for you to remember, but just one word, follow. And what I hope you can do is to follow this service, follow where it takes us all. If in one sense my text is just that one word, in another sense the whole service is my text. Follow. Between us, we probably fall into three categories, three groups here this morning. Some of us may fit into one or more of these groups. They're not exclusive. But some of us are here on our home territory. This is where we're used to being in an act of worship. Worship with other Christians is part of our DNA. Then there will be some of us, of course, who are here specifically to support a particular candidate. We may all fit into this group in some way or another, but some of you are particularly focused today on one person who's coming to be ordained as a priest. And then some people here are feeling a bit baffled, confused, perhaps even a bit uncomfortable. Church is not your natural environment. Everything is very weird, and this service has already gone on for a long time. Sorry, but there's a lot further to go yet. But the service is for all of us. Whatever group we fit into, we can all follow where this service leads us. So if you're in group number one, you're on home territory today, then follow what is happening here. Each one of these women and men is responding formally here to God's calling to them. God has said, follow, follow me. And they haven't ignored that verse, even though it might have been very hard to say yes. They've left behind other things, just as those fishermen left their nets, their source of income, and they followed Jesus. God is alive. Jesus is alive. And he calls people to all sorts of new steps, new places. The big question for us is, are we listening? So is God trying to say something to you? Are you listening? Follow the service. And as the dean said at the beginning, if you want some help with the listening, someone to pray with, someone to talk to, do come here to the regimental chapel during communion or indeed at the end of the service. And there will be someone there to listen to you and pray with you. Are you just here to be part of the service, or are you here to follow the service and hear Jesus calling? Then some, of course, have come specifically to support a particular person. Well, if you want to offer them the best possible support, follow the service. Because right at the heart of this service is prayer, a lot of prayer. When these folk are ordained as priests in a few minutes' time, the ordination is part of a huge prayer. And there's lots of other prayer before we're allowed out at the end. And that's a clue for all of us if we want to know how to support them. The best support we can offer is to pray for them. Lift them up to God in prayer, because God is alive. Jesus is alive. God hears when we pray. God loves it when we pray. He loves it when we support others by praying for them. These folk are in a hard place, actually, a very public place as priests, a place where people will have all sorts of false expectations of them and sometimes ignore them or even insult them. They need support. And the best support is that they know people are praying for them, not just on one day, but continually. Don't just pray for them now, keep on praying. And if you're not sure how to pray for them, well, just take away the service book and use one of the prayers that we're using now. Prayer isn't complicated. You don't have to invent your own perfect words. We can just use words that someone else has put together for us. Follow the service. Follow the prayer. And if you count yourself amongst the baffled this morning, how did I end up in church at 10:30 on a Saturday morning? Actually, some of the clergy are thinking that as well. You're not on your own. But if you're feeling baffled, confused, out of place, well, please follow the service as well as you can. Don't be worried about it. It can be good to be baffled if that makes us ask new questions. So do ask yourself where this service goes. Because the end of the service is not the ordination bit, actually. It is the communion bit. And what happens when Christians share in Holy Communion is that we focus on Jesus. God uses the simplest of things, bread and wine, to focus us on Jesus. Follow the service through, and you end up at Jesus and all that he's done for us, all that he is for us. Jesus, who is alive and here now. God's calling to you today, even if you're baffled, is simply to follow this service and end up in front of Jesus. And again, if you have questions about that, if you want someone to pray with you that you might understand more of what it means to follow Jesus in your life, then come to this chapel during the communion or at the end of the service. Follow the service and you end up coming to Jesus. So perhaps my one word has ended up being two words. Follow the service, and all of us will discover that Jesus, the living Jesus himself, is saying to all of us two wonderful, powerful words. Follow me.